during the 2018 NBA draft, the Warriors selecting Jacob Evans, a 6'6 wing out of the University of Cincinnati, with the 28th overall pick in the first round. As the 21-year-old Evans, in three seasons with the Bearcats, tallied averages of 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in his 100-plus games in college. The native of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, will be introduced at a press conference in Oakland on Monday as GM Bob Myers talked about Evans and more after the Warriors' pick in the draft on Thursday night.
We're excited about our pick. He's a guy we worked out twice, a guy I went to see in Cincinnati, and he's kind of the modern NBA wing, versatile, tough, and high-character kid. So we're thrilled and weren't sure if we were going to be able to get him, but we had him rated higher than he went to us, and he fits a lot of things we do. So we're happy. We talked to him on the phone. He seems excited.
Bob, how close were you to buying another pick? What was kind of the other team's reactions to that as far as their openness to it?
We tried, you know, we were pretty aggressive in the second round in a couple different spots. I mean, a lot of teams covet these picks. But Joe, we were active, we were aggressive, but it just a couple times we thought we had something and a player we liked got taken. But for us, we were a little more selective because we don't have a ton of roster spots going into next season. So we wanted to be careful. Jacob would be on our team. And then depending on what happens with a couple of our, whether it's McCarr or Looney, we don't have, you know, 6-7 spots available. So we were selective. We tried some things, but we're happy with the way things turned out.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. Bob, you mentioned you went and saw him play. What games did you go see him, and what do you kind of remember specifically from those?
The game I went to, they blew the other team out. So he played a good first half. Let me try to look what game it was. But he actually hurt his finger in that game, and then he left in the early second, came back, but they were up by 25. I forget what team they were playing. But the thing I took away was he's a serious player. He's a guy that's defensive minded. You don't see a ton of college kids locked in on that side of the ball. Has kind of a knack for it. On the ball defender, off the ball defender. He had a nose for rebounding. So you can picture him playing in an NBA game is kind of what I walked away. And I think that's kind of the feeling in our draft room is you can play this guy. And so for us, that's important. We would like a guy that can play. I don't think Steve's going to have any problem putting him out there. And he seems like a hard worker, so hopefully he can get better.
Bob, do you right, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. I think you just kind of started into this with your last reply, but is it assumed that whoever you took with this pick was going to have to contribute fairly significantly in the coming season, and is that a big reason why you opted for this pick?
Well, look, we don't assume. Hopefully he can play, but you know, it's not, nobody knows. I mean, he's got to earn it. Steve's got to trust him. His teammates have to trust him as well. So the idea would be that, but to get a guy that at 28 that we can plug into a rotation on a team that won a championship's not easy. Whether we accomplish that or not, I don't know. But we like to believe that we got a kid that is kind of able to do that. We at least envision that. Doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen. But you know, we saw him twice. We saw him twice right here where you guys are on this court. And he knows how to play basketball. I know that's kind of a broad statement, but I think he'll fit well with what we do.
CJ Peterson, SF Bay. Bob, can you give some specifics as to what attributes drew you and the rest of your front office to picking Jacob Evans with the 28th overall pick?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, he can play. He can guard the 1-2-3. He can switch screens in the modern kind of game that we're dealing with. Like it's not many players that can guard Western Conference point guards, Western Conference two guards, threes. That's a skill right there. He shot 37% from three. That's one thing where guys can improve in the league. You see guys come in the league and you put some time in, you can become a better three-point shooter. We're not a team that you know, if you're playing with our main guys, you don't have to score, but you do have to defend. So we see that in him. Again, he's all business. I like his mental part too. He seems like a guy that's willing to work. Not a lot of volatility in his personality. So there's a lot of factors that I think played into our decision. And solid, although that's not a word that gets many people excited, it means a lot. He's a solid player.
Bob, it really did seem like in the maybe 20 to 35 range, there are a lot of wings. Did you think there were a lot of similar wings? Were there two or three that you liked, or was he, you know, Evans stand out above all of them clearly to you?
I mean, for us, when our pick was up, it was clear it was him. There was no debate as far as who we were taking. When it got to us, he was the guy without hesitation. You're right to say that there's a ton of wings taken in succession. Right before us, the Celtics took Robert Williams, but prior to that, I think it was 10 or 15 wings in a row. Is that a sign of the league, the way it's going? Is it the lack of size? I don't know, but you know, the point guards that were in the mix went after him. Not a lot of point guards went in the first round, a few of them did, but it was a pretty wing-heavy draft. So for us to get a guy we liked at 28, we were pretty happy with it.
And when you were trying to get back in the second round, were you looking for wings again? Is that kind of doing another look at
some of the depth there? We had one big in mind, and then we did focus on wings. You know, that's an area where I think we need a little more depth. We'd like to have a little more depth, especially at the backup two and potentially three. But a guy nowadays in the NBA, it doesn't really matter what you call a guy. I mean, it's really broad with just being a wing. And so we tried to get a value play in the second round, get the guy we like. We just weren't able to do it. So we're going to, you know, the nice thing about what they're working on right now is two-way guys, which is great. We got Quinn Cook last year on a two-way and converted him to a minimum player. So that actually adds a potential 16th, 17th roster spot. So that's what's happening. But the league is fascinating. I mean, you look back in the years, and the wing position was probably the most devalued position in the league. I mean, people thought, well, there's another 6'6 guy. You know, there's tons of those guys. Well, things change. And now you see a league that those are the guys that probably attract most of the attention, because largely to do with switching screens, athleticism, space, three-point shot, the value of that. So it's a little bit of a different thing. So we'll see how it goes next draft. But this draft was pretty wing heavy.
Bob, Jacob said he was here on the day of the parade, and he also came back obviously yesterday. What was it like on the day of the parade, and then what were you looking for when you invited him back?
Well, we knew we liked him, Monty. We knew we thought we had a guy we liked prior to him showing up. But I didn't want to have a workout the day of the parade. I mean, nobody. I don't know if you had to cover it, but you want to just go to the parade and just enjoy one day of something. You know, when you're watching the workout, you're not really thinking about the parade. And he was good. He was solid, knows how to play. And then bringing him back, I don't know that we had to, but, when you can, you do it. And he showed us more of the same, you know, just a player that knows. In basketball, sometimes you can value a player by when you're watching them, they'll make a play and you'll just innately say, well, that's the right thing to do right there. It sometimes it's not dramatic. Sometimes it's simple. Just reversing the ball, checking down defensively, you know, boxing your man out, just small, tiny things that add up to winning. And you can tell the coaches are really going to like this guy. He's a guy that the coaches are going to like. It's funny, right after we drafted him, I told his agent, texted me his number, and Steve Kerr was in our room. I said, Steve, why don't you call him? And Steve was the first one to talk to him. And then I overheard Steve say, I'm going to put you on the phone with one of your teammates. This is a guy that's, you know, you're going to have to answer to. And, of course, that's Draymond, who hasn't left the draft room or just did a little while ago. So I don't know what they said to each other, but I imagine that was interesting. Probably Draymond said something to Jacob, and he said, okay, is what I think happened. But I spoke to him briefly. He was very happy. And Joe got to speak to him as well. So it's fun. I mean, you know, as an aside, one nice part of our job is you get to get on the phone with a young man whose life has changed. He's made it to the NBA. He got drafted. And it's nice to see. It's nice to hear the other end of the phone and the screaming and the yelling. So it was good.
I was going to kind of go there, but, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Draymond being in the draft room. What were his thoughts on Jacob, I guess, yesterday when he saw him work out and tonight?
He liked him. I mean, he was well aware of kind of how we ranked guys, and I think he actually even, I don't know if he saw him the day of the parade, probably not, but he did see him, I think yesterday we worked him out. I think it was yesterday. You know, sitting with Draymond right over here, his comments, which I guess, maybe you do understand the value of him, but just Draymond saying this kid knows how to play. That's a compliment. That's a pretty high compliment. So he was saying things like that. And I think what interesting, Draymond texted when he had to go to the airport, I guess. And he said, I really appreciate, by having watched the process, what goes into it. Which was nice. You know, he sent that text a little while ago. But it was good to have him. I mean, he's... you know, to get a glimpse into what you guys do, it would be fascinating for me. You know, so for him to kind of peek behind the curtain and see what we do and have appreciation for it and understand what goes into drafting one player, all the hours and hours you spend from watching college games, flying to them. We have fully engaged employees and scouts that their one job is to get it right for tonight. Tons of hotels and cars and planes in different cities to draft one guy. That's how important it is. And so to see that work for him, I think he was at least respectful of the process of how not only our team, but every team goes about this and the work you put into it.
Bob, Jacob was saying after his second workout that he is a guy that likes to get under other guys' skin and be a tough player. Were there any examples of that you saw in his workouts in the games that you saw as well?
Yeah, I mean, he just has a, you know, it's some guys care about defense and some guys don't. And most college kids don't have that mindset. It's almost when you get to the NBA, there's a wake-up call with a lot of kids that say, if you can't guard your position in our league, they will pick on you relentlessly. So you better be able to deliver on the offensive side, because if you can't hold the ground defensively and you're giving up baskets that way, you better be an elite scorer. And so I think with a guy like this, you're very comfortable. And he's not going to be there right away, but he has the potential, and he showed it in college. So when he's got a guy he's guarding, you're comfortable. You see, we have the advantage here. And that's what you want in my position as a team. There's so many different plays throughout the course of a game. You want to have the advantage as much as possible. So you'd like to believe that Jacob Evans is a guy where he can hold down his position, and not only that, if you switch on to another position, he can hold that down too. And he did a lot of those things in college. College teams are switching screens now too.
In doing research on Jacob, I kept coming across comments about how intelligent he is, his basketball IQ. How do you evaluate that as an observer? I mean, and what ways does it manifest itself?
Well, look, I mean, I think one of the reasons why people like watching our team is they like seeing basketball plays, so to speak, playmaking, making the right play, being unselfish, passing up a good shot for a great shot, understanding that for him it'll be pretty simple, understanding it's better for him to move it to Clay or Steph or whoever. But some, you know, it sounds simple, but that's not obvious to some players. You know, and for a guy like this, we're not going to ask him to carry our team. He's a 28th pick in the draft. He's not gonna be the reason we win or lose a game for the most part, but you'd like to know, can he play with our core four of guys? Maybe. I mean, so just the thought that that's possible is intriguing, you know, that he could be out there with, you know, Steph, Clay, Kevin, and Draymond. It's exciting. I don't know if it'll happen, but there's the potential for that. So why you can say something like that is because he knows how to play. Knowing how to play means a lot of different things. It just means not making mistakes mentally, not making mistakes physically, not hurting your team. And I think when you watch him, you see a lot of those attributes in him.